Every day, just before 8 o'clock, we have what's called the Neighborhood Hangout. That's when we speak to individuals in various communities across Cape Town to find out what's happening in their area. Sometimes it's just local skinner. Sometimes it's just gauging the opinions of ordinary Cape Townians. From flower sellers to fishmongers, parents to baristas to CPF chair people, even your local clergy, on what their take is of the big news of the day. You can be a Neighborhood Hangout with us. Just let us know. 072-567-1567. Want to introduce you to a man called Chop Van Sale. He works for an organization called Braai Witness News, giving you the lowdown, not affiliated to the EWN brand, but Braai Witness News. Chop Van Sale knows what's cooking. He's in Durbanville. Chop, what's the latest where you are?
Well, good morning, Lester. Thank you for allowing me to report here from my suburban backyard studio here today. And yeah, it's a beautiful day here in the northern side, here deep within the Boulevard's curtain. We are gearing up. I've been hearing a lot of stuff on the news there about strikes happening. There might be some strikes here, but that'll basically just be the striking of a match to light the fires a little bit later. And from this side, yeah, we're just advising the public to stay safe because, yeah, the influx of traffic here from 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the suburban areas, especially on Fridays, and people gearing up for Braai's. There's children in the street, so just exercise some caution around here, if I could say that.
Chop, you, of course, are going to be mitigating against load shedding. Your business is Braai. You don't need electricity to Braai.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We don't really have too much of a problem with load shedding this side. It's now we're becoming intermittent Braaiers. Like you said earlier, it's like the 2 hour slots. You might as well go outside and Braai if you're not taking a nap. But the suburbanites here in the north are trying to get government. We need some Braai wood or charcoal support. Now that we're not getting electricity and some parts of the country also not sitting with water, we really need to find a way that government must subsidize our Braai wood, maybe a sucky hardwood or Rooikrans with a bin collection. They can just drop one off every week so we can at least feed our families and yet keep the heat on, you understand? I think it's important.
Chop, what is on the menu? What is your forecast for this weekend? It looks like it's going to be great weather, not a rain cloud in sight. A fairly cool weekend, but lovely nonetheless. What is in your prediction? What is on the menu?
Yeah, for today, I think it's going to be mostly clear skies. But from tomorrow morning, visibility might become a little bit less here in the northern suburbs. I'm considering smoking some pork loin ribs. That might take a good 6 or so hours. We're smoking it. I've got recently, I must say, the Braai community is absolutely fantastic in South Africa. And I've gotten a few gifts over the past couple of weeks. And one of them is this hardwood or these wood chunks, some apple wood chunks from guys called Into the Woods. So I'll be smoking some apple wood smoked pork loin ribs. So yeah, visibility in the neighborhood might be a little bit, not so good. And if anybody can't smell those pork loin ribs in the northern suburbs, I would think that maybe they must go for a COVID test or maybe even go take some sinus tablets because there will be some great smells emanating here from the backyard studio.
Chop Van Sale, that's all we have time for from you. That is the Neighborhood Hangout. You can go find out more about Chop Van Sale. Go on your social media. Go search Braai Witness News. You'll find all about what Chop Van Sale is reporting on this weekend.